Men avbildning er man.
Okay, so Simon Peches finishing up Muksa. And then we get into Buses, which is really a continuation of Muksa. Peretz's favorite subject, one of Peretz's favorite subjects, the Tezayin. If a fire fell, I'm sorry, no, Tezvav or Tezayin? No, Tezvav, right?
I'm sorry, I'm looking again. I have to unmute. I think it's Tesvov.
Tezvav, yeah, I'm sorry.
Tesvov,
Tezvav.
yeah,
Tezvav.
Tesvov.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry, so I jumped ahead. Tezvav. Mace also Latal de Shabbos. And mace is Muksa on Shabbos. What the Lishman is the Karmi Taftav. So with the mace, basically what you want to do is you want to put the mace on the floor so that it decays less. But you can't move the mace. So what you do is you mutter lishman as a kar mitato shelo yisriach. You can take the pillow out from under the mace so that the mace doesn't. I mean, the mace will roll off. But without shelo yozes by shum aver, as long as you don't move any of the varim of the mace. Vim haya piv niftach b'haylech. Let's say the mace's mouth is opening and it keeps opening more and more, which is a bezayin. Kosher as a lechi. You tie up the jaw. Be'inyan shelo yosef li'pasach, so it will not open up anymore. But not to close the mouth. Because if that's the case, then you're moving the aver of the mace, which you're not allowed to do, even though it is being done with a shinur. Fine, that's tezayin. So let's say a fire broke out. You're afraid that the mace shouldn't burn. So you're allowed to move the mace by putting something mutter on it. You put next to it on the bed or on top of it food. You take both of them together. All right. Peretz, notice what he leaves out. Need this for Simon. He doesn't say you put the baby on top of the kitzur leaves out putting the baby. The Gemara talks about putting a baby on top of
To
the
say,
mace.
where Simon was the one having kid, you know.
Correct,
But dead
correct.
babies or something, right?
No, a live baby. Where the
No, a
dead baby
live
is also
baby on
muksa.
the dead body.
You put a live baby on top of the mace, and now you can move the mace. That's what the Gemara brings.
Right.
So the kitzur's leaving that
Okay,
out, so he must agree with Simon.
Where's Simon? I haven't seen him, by the way. Now you're bringing him up. In any of this room.
Vim ein davar Michael, and if there's no davar Michael, meaning you have no food, malbush, puts a kli on it or clothing, shemutah betiltel, that would be mutter to take, which is what happens nowadays because most people, when they die, are wearing some form of clothing, in which case you are allowed to move the body to the floor because there's clothing on there. Vim gam zois ayin, and let's say you don't have either of those, as I'm betiltel, and then you are allowed to move the mace by itself. Benkach or benkach. And in all situations, ain't tatlana say elul makom shemutar lahaitzi l'sham. You can only bring the mace to place where it's mutter to carry. Havol makom shasurun lahaitzi, but the place that it's also to carry ain't lahaitzi. Don't carry him out. Kiyam al yedei akom, only through a goy. Yudayin kol davar matunuf. Anything that's dirty, kagayin, rei, v'ki, tzaya, all these things, throw up and excrement. Whether it's human or whether it's from chickens, if it's in your house or in your yard, the people are sitting there. You could take them out to the. You're allowed to take it out to the garbage. That's what we call graf sharei. Meaning, it's not really a graf sharei. That's coming up. Meaning, anything. It's muksa because there's nothing you could do with this on Shabbos, but you're allowed to move it because it's disgusting. When you move the graf shorei, so a graf shorei is a chamber pot where you use to go to the bathroom so you don't have to leave to the outhouse. Or the same thing, a cup, a bottle that you urinate into. As long as you still have the kli in your hand, you're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to put it back. Mutalatadli, same way that we said a few days ago that once the muks is in your hand, you're allowed to move it. To put it wherever you want. But after you put it down, Also latatale, then it's also to carry it, mashun demayas tefe, because it's considered disgusting. Vegara mishar muksa machmas miyas, and it's worse than other muksa machmas miyas. Right? Because it's totally out of sight, out of mind. But when you need, let's say you need to bring the pot back into the house, and then it is mutter to put it back. Let's say you want to put water in there that's roi for the drinker of behema, you are allowed to bring it back because you have a good reason. You're allowed to take a kli and put it under a leak on Shabbos, and then if that kli gets filled up, then you pour it out and you put it back. That's if the dripping is roy for rechitza. But if the water is disgusting, also litin shom kli, then you can't put a kli there. Mishum de'enos in graf shere lechatchila, because then you're not allowed to make a graf shel rei. Let's say you were over and you put the water there where it's disgusting, then you're still allowed to take it out. Tin muksa makam hefsed gadol ayin lael simen pehe sifdal v'din muksa b'yamdu v'din muksa machus mitzvah yivarem yitzashem v'makayma. Okay, so that is muksa. That's the basic of muksa. Now, as a continuation of muksa, is simen peites, which is din basis ledavar aser, a very common situation that comes up on Shabbos. Uboy vav seifim, and that has vav seifim, six seifim. So aleph kli shaloi sheniach ala be'erev Shabbos davar muksa bekavona. It's your own kli, and you put bedafka muksa on it with kavona. Meaning, let's say you have common examples. You have a table like an end table, or a table in your hallway that you put your keys or you put your cell phone down and you're leaving it there for Shabbos. So it was done with kavon. Now you want to move that table. So that table is a basis. It's a base for muksa, even though the table is not muksa. But since it's holding on to muksa and you specifically put the muksa there, and your das was that it should be there when Shabbos comes in, then that kli becomes a basis of us and you can no longer move it. And let's say for some reason the muksa fell off. So you say, okay, now I have a table. It's got no muksa on it. So why can't I move the table? Still, since the muksa was there, and then the kli became a basis of davar aser, it's also to take it the whole day. Even if it's letzarech kufa, letzarech mekayim. Remember, we said yesterday or 2 days ago that you're allowed to move muksa if you need the muksa or you need the place. All right. So then, the question is does wouldn't it be dependent? So the kids are saying you can't move it no matter what, but the chayrit should depend on what muksa was on top of that table, right? If there was a hammer on that table, so the same way you're allowed to move the hammer, you should be able to move the table. All right? Meaning, what are you going to say? You could take the hammer off the table, you can't move the table? The table is only muksa because of the hammer, and you're moving the hammer. All right? Okay, so that's a big tumult in the pesach. Base. Let's say on this table there was iser and heter. So you had your cell phone on there, and you also had challah, let's say. Benasa kli basis ledavar also ledavar muta. Now the kli, this table, is a base. I don't know if we translated basis. Basis, really, the easy way to remember it is a base. So it became a base for something that's aser and ledavar muta. Ima davar muta yaiser chashuv lois, and then it depends. If the one thing that's muta is more chashuv to you, which we say it is, like by challah, even though you might have a cell phone that costs $1,000, but for Shabbos, challah and kiddush and that type of thing is considered more chashuv to you. So, but if the thing is more chashuv to you, mutar l'tatala, meaning more chashuv than the muksa item, then it's mutar l'tatala. Hima davar aser yaiser chashuv loy. But if the thing that's aser is more chashuv to you, then aser l'tatala, then you're not allowed to take it. All right, and if they're equal, then it's aser. Fine. That's why it's always good to take the chalas and put it onto the table before b'nashmashas, so that the table and the tablecloth will be a base for the neiros, which are muksa, and for chalas, which are not muksa. Then you can take the table and move the table if you so choose, because it's we're going to go with the chalas as a chashivas more than the candles. Vimlayasu came, if you don't do this, and if not, then if there's nothing on the table but candles, so then it's a basis of lavar asur that it's at, how do you translate it, by itself, meaning that's the only thing that's on there is muksa, basura batiltil, and therefore it would be us if you to move the table. Again, this does not allow you to move the candles or to move the muksa. It allows you to move the table that the muksa is on. Now, there's an interesting machlaikis, is because what a lot of people do is they want to remove the tablecloth and change it. They don't care about moving the table. So what do you do with the candles then? How can you move the candles? So what some places can say is you take a tray, you put the candles on a tray, and on the tray you put a challah for the Bein HaShemoshes, and then you could actually carry the tray with the candles on it. Others say you can't make if the tray is always meant to be used for the candles, then you can't do this shtick. You'd have to take a new tray that's not normally used for candles, then you could do this shtick, because if it's a tray that's normally used for candles, so it's a but that is a basis lavarasa. That is the definition of it, even if you try to pull a shtick to get it not to be like that. However, if there's a big tzarek, let's say the candle fell on the table, you have to shake it off. You can be samach on the paiskim who hold the loy nasa basis elim daita shitishar shama muksa kol yom hashabbos. Meaning, we had said that the definition of a basis is if you want it on their bein hashmashes, which is from when Shabbos starts until nightfall. But, and that's enough. And then it's also muksa the whole Shabbos. But there is an opinion that says you have to have wanted it there the entire Shabbos, which many people don't want their candlesticks on the table the entire Shabbos, in which case, even though we don't paskin like this opinion, but you can rely on it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying you can rely on this opinion if necessary, right? And the minig is to remove the candlesticks from the table with a goy, and it's not a basis, because since most people have a goy moving the candlesticks off the table Shabbos morning, so therefore they did not have in mind that the muksa should be on there to the whole Shabbos, and you can rely on that. Fine. But Shulchan Aruch Shalatanya, because of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Amapa B'lav Achid lo yahava basis. The Amapa without this is not a basis. Gimel. Hayamayas Bekis a tougher Bebigdai. If somebody had money in a wallet that was sewn into his clothing, which is what we have, pockets, and you have money in them, you're allowed to carry the beged, because she'en kol beged nasa basis ela hakis, because the whole beged did not become a basis, only the pocket. Hakis batul l'gabi a beged, and the pocket is batul to the beged. Aval ein l'lav she'afilu b'beisoy, you shouldn't wear any hasta chashin hashem yetziv elu shasarama, for a different reason. You shouldn't wear this thing with the pocket, with the muksa in the pockets, even though theoretically you can, because again, you're not moving the muksa yourself. The muksa is in the pockets. The pockets being moved by the pants. The pants is more chashuv than what's in the pocket. So therefore, you're allowed to walk around in the house. You're theoretically allowed to walk around the house, but the kids are not to do it because we're afraid that you're going to forget that the things are in your pocket and walk through shasarab. And let's say you're on the way and you have money in your pocket. So then we said ayin lel samaches, where we said that there are situations where you should just stay home. But if you're afraid that they're going to realize, oh, the Jew is staying home, must be he's got lots of money in his pockets, then you can even go out with that. But if you have a box that's in a table, right, meaning basically a drawer, and there's money in the drawer, also you're not allowed to carry the entire table, because the teva, the box, the drawer is a kli unto itself, and it's not bottle to the shulchan. The question is, what about a removable drawer? Is a removable jaw a separate entity or is it not? Right. So that's a little bit it's a little bit complicated what to do with jaws. Best thing is to, if you know that you need a draw that has muks on it, so then make sure you put items in there that are more choshev, and then you're able to open the draw. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night.